This story of the flourishing power of a mustard seed to heart this day, O God, and may we apply it to our lives of faith. Amen. Well, you've probably noticed that on Sundays, when we do happen to have young people here, and they come forward for their story, I tend to have a really good time, but I have a good time anyway, as you probably have noticed as well. But when the young ones are here, they're very lively and full of energy. And yet, while I try to avoid using objects as metaphors to make a point with them, at least with the little ones, because metaphors mean nothing to young kids in faith development, but when we're hearing about Jesus' story of the mustard seed, if it was just older kids, I might show them just a little cedar cone, like a pine cone, only smaller. And then I might ask them, how tall will this little cedar cone grow? And they look at me, and then I'll say, do you think it could grow up to 250 feet tall, way through the roof of this church building? Of course, they would say, no. And then I'd show them a picture of a giant cedar. And again, who would guess that hundreds of years ago, a little cedar cone was planted in the ground and could grow as tall as this building and higher? Now, on a much smaller scale, many years back when I was actually married and I had a garden, I actually did plant some seeds. And that was a long time ago, try 50 years. But anyway, it's true. I was really new at gardening. So the first morning, I went out and looked after I planted the seeds. Nothing. The second day, nothing. The third day, nothing. But on the fourth day, little green seedlings were starting to push up from the ground. It was a miracle. And of course, that's when I got hooked on gardening. Although I don't have a garden anymore, I can still remember the joys of planting small things that would grow into big things. Now, Ian Moody just spent a long time reading to us from the book of Matthew, but it was a key passage of Jesus. He says that the kingdom of God can start with a tiny mustard seed. But how do we relate that to our lives? Well, it reminds me of a story of a woman named Martha Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. And Martha Berry was born just outside the town of Rome, Georgia, way back in 1866. Now, Miss Berry was born into a wealthy family who owned a vast estate. And when she returned to Georgia, from her finishing school, she asked her father for a graduation gift of a theater. Lo and behold, doting daddy built a log cabin playhouse just for her. Now, the playhouse was not a dollhouse, it was a theater type playhouse. Now, one Sunday, as she was studying her Bible, she was very devoted, in the theater cabin, she heard the voices of children outside. She went out and she saw some of the children playing, and they came from a marginalized neighborhood nearby, and it was called Possum Trot. Don't you love it? Possum Trot. And when they were playing together, Mrs. Berry called out to the children and asked them to come over, and she began telling Bible stories to them. And actually, they were very intrigued by how fascinating the stories were. And then she began Bible classes every week in her own theater playhouse. Although she came from money, she didn't have the cash to buy Bibles for all of the children. So she had the words of Scripture painted like murals over all the walls. So these children, who did not have the opportunity back then to go to school, were nonetheless taught how to read and write. And Miss Berry taught them arithmetic herself. And then she taught their parents how to read, how to write, how to live healthier lives. And these folks were tenant farmers, the parents, but now they could at least start raising themselves above the poverty line now that they could read and write and improve their farming methods. So then she found a boys' school and raised funds for programs for girls. So, Grace, if you could go to the next one. That is the Playhouse School of Possum Trot. It looks actually a little bit like a church to me, but that's where those kids learned. That's where the murals were. And nowadays, though, I mean, that building is still there as far as I know, but if you actually go to Rome, Georgia, or Google it even, you can see what that Mustard Seed School, which was a playhouse theater that was just very humble in its day, is now Berry College, and it sits on 28,000 beautiful acres of Georgia. And there are 38 buildings on the site, and the population is well over 2,000 students. And Berry College is widely recognized as one of the outstanding colleges in the southern United States. So it's a school that had very humble, tiny, tiny, mustard seedy kinds of beginnings, blossomed into a blessing for tens of thousands of Americans. So just to remind ourselves, the point of Jesus' parable is that if you plant the seed of God into the ground, it grows. And over time, the seeds grow and grow and grow and grow. And then you finally exclaim to yourself, "Why? It seems almost as tall as a giant cedar tree." And I'm just wondering if that's what you would like to have happen in your life. Because it's exactly what I would like to have happen in mine. Let us pray. Remind us, Holy One, that the power of our faith can start very small, yet grow abundantly if we just nurture it in Jesus' name. Amen.